Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. My name is Bill Childs with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, and distributed via PRX. Music here from They Might Be Giants. It's got Getting Up So Down. Spoil the Child, and we are joined via Zoom by Mega Ran, whose new album is called Buddy's Magic Toy Box. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm glad we were able to work this out.
Yeah, we had some scheduling adventures, but that's all right. So your name has kind of been popping around in the background for me for a long time, sort of being a little bit older nerd, mostly connected with sort of video games and pro wrestling. And so when I heard that you were coming out with a kids record, it was a little surprising. So I'd love you to tell us the story of how Buddy's Magic Toy Box came into being.
Wow. Yeah, it's an interesting story. You know, life sends you in strange directions. And so sometime after the pandemic, my wife and I decided we would take the foster parent journey and kind of see where it took us. And we did all the training we needed to do, and we didn't know what was going to happen with it, but we just wanted to be open to any possibility. And they told us a lot, like, hey, you're not going to, you know, it doesn't always work out like you think it does, you know, like keep an open mind and things like that.
Yeah.
And so we definitely had to do that. But they even ask you, like, hey, what age child would you like to, you know, attempt to bring home, you know? And so we tell them, like, we probably want like a baby if possible. And they're like, yeah, right. Like, be realistic. Babies are not a thing that just falls out of the sky. So,
yeah,
you know, be more realistic. Open your options. And we're like, okay, well, I guess 0 to 5 or 6 or something, and we'll see what happens. And then, wouldn't you know it, we get a 3-week-old beautiful baby boy, who's brought to the house, and we're just like, oh snap! Like, they told us this wouldn't happen, and here he is. And so, we go from 0 to full on baby. And it was quite an adventure. We learned a lot about ourselves and about parenting, like, real fast, you know. And he'd been with us for 1.5 years. And we didn't know necessarily if a permanency plan was going to be in place. But regardless, it really changed the music I listened to, the music I created, music I wrote. So during that time, I started writing music that I think a lot of people were like, well, it kind of sounds like kids' music. Like, you're kind of making music for children. And I'm like, yeah, because the music I listen to is mostly children's music. And so, you know, I wanted something that'll fit into that. And they're like, oh yeah, well, you may as well just keep on going. And so we just keep on writing and recording. And meanwhile, you know, we're working towards an adoption hearing, which finally happened this past spring. And yeah, the boy is home with us, and it's a beautiful thing. And so around that time, we just got into full gear with finishing the album, and, you know, and just the Buddy's Magic Toy Box was born, you know, from his actual toy box that his auntie got him, that contains all of his toys, all of his dreams and, you know, fantasies. And that's where the inspiration for the album came from. And so, yeah, I really enjoy it. I love it. Most importantly, he loves it.
Oh, that's
so
awesome. I was just going to ask.
Yeah. He's like, every night we have a dance party and I try to play other people's music and he's always like, da-da, da-da, you know.
That's a pretty good feeling though, right?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Like, I'm a hit with my kid, so that's all I could ask for.
Well, you know, I've seen you play twice this year. Once was at the South by Southwest showcase that we put together that I think maybe was the first time you'd done a show like specifically aimed at kids. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but
that is true.
And then a few months later, saw you at First Avenue in Minneapolis playing this very intentionally inclusive pride event. And so, which was, by the way, my first ever pro wrestling event. So we both had some firsts connected with each other there. Yes. And the shows were sort of surprisingly similar to me in terms of the vibe, sort of very positive and so on and so forth. And so I guess the question I have is sort of what your philosophy is about your live shows, whether aimed at kids or otherwise, sort of how do you go into doing a live show?
I think I've learned a ton about performing from my life as a teacher. I taught for 7 years or so in Philadelphia, Phoenix, middle school.
Yeah.
And I really, quite frankly, learned that if you can do it for kids, you can do it for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, if you can create an environment where they believe in you and are listening to what you have to say, it could work anywhere. So I will say that there isn't much difference from the live show for kids versus for adults. That show was different because we're in a wrestling ring, but... Yeah. But this entire tour I just did, I'd have people sitting on the floor. We do story time. You know, I do the name game, all the same exact things that I would do at a kid show. I do them at a late night bar show. You know,
that's awesome.
I joke that all the time that like, if you could teach kids, then drunk adults are easy.
You know? Yeah.
yeah. It's literally the same thing. And, you know, all my teacher friends know, like, you're literally jumping through hoops. You're doing whatever you can do to keep kids engaged. They're at a classroom when you're in front of a class. So you're doing a lot of the same things on stage. So it's very, very similar. And so, yeah, there isn't much difference from the show. And I think that's what made this transition pretty easy for me, considering is that, you know, my music's always been clean. The vibe has always been positivity, feeling good about yourself and, you know, treating others well. And so, if I can create those feelings for adults, then I feel like I certainly could do that for children. So this was a fun experience for me. It felt like night and day when I was writing these songs because maybe I was kind of overthinking them and things like that. But once I calmed down and got into a groove, I realized like it's not that different. You know, we're still trying to create those same positive feelings and vibes. And so, yeah, that show at South by Southwest was the very first time I got to play that music for a primarily children's audience. And I was so shocked and impressed at the reactions. So it really encouraged me to keep going and write more songs. And I mean, most of the record had been done at that point, but
right.
I was just like, wow, like now I know, like once I test them out in the public and in the world and see how they go, then I know if they're good enough, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, and just seeing that, I was like, Oh, this guy's a star in kids' music. He doesn't know it yet. Maybe he's not it yet, but he's a star in kids' music. Cause especially with that full band, man, having the trombone and everything, it was just killer. I mean, thinking about sort of the songwriting process, I'm going to ramble for just a second and see where it lands. But, like, I think you're right to say it's not that different of a songwriting process. I'm not a songwriter, so I can't tell you that for sure. But I think one of the things that you did really nicely in the album is sort of have the foundation of the songs be where kids are. And I think that's sort of the challenge, because just being clean doesn't make it kids' music, right? And being positive right. doesn't make it kids' music. There's lots of clean and positive music that isn't kids' music. And you managed to bring over sort of all the super fun stuff of your prior stuff into having it be emotionally grounded where the kids are, which I'm sure a lot of that comes from the time as a teacher. So that's pretty awesome. I don't have a question at the end of that other than just to say nice job.
thank you. I appreciate that.
So are you planning to do some more kid shows or doing mostly the sort of the regular tour you've been doing, or what's the plan on the live music front?
Oh man, I'm planning on ramping up the kids stuff for sure. Like I want to play these songs in front of as many kids as possible. So we're working on stuff with the Children's Museum out here in Phoenix. I ideally want to create like a Children's Museum tour. Yeah. Type of it where I can start just talking to children's museums all over the country and do weekend shows, daytime shows, to get kids out reading and having fun and sitting and telling stories. And so that's the plan. Awesome. So hopefully that's going to get started later this fall. I'm going to be home for maybe about a month and a half just to kind of do some kid stuff. My kid's birthday's coming. So I get to do some father stuff, and then we'll take him out and hopefully, you know, he'll be able to come to these events too, which would be really cool. So
that would be amazing.
You know, that's really the goal, is to be able to bring the whole family and to have a great time.
That's the dream. Well, so it's on your online, megaranmusic.com. I assume people can find out about tour stuff there. The record's available on Bandcamp at random.bandcamp.com or wherever you get your music. And what song do you think we should finish up with? What do you want to go out with here?
Ooh, okay. I'm a big fan of Lovable and Capable.
Beautiful.
It's an affirmation chat track that I say that this is the song that I wish I wrote or heard when I was young, when I was in fourth or fifth grade, you know. I think sometimes people just need to hear that they're enough, you know. So that's what the song's about.
I think that's the first song you sent me to play last spring. And, again, right away, I was like, yeah, this is it, man. Megaran, thank you so much for calling. It's great to see you. And we'll see you out on the road.
Thanks, Bill. Hope to see you soon.
There was a little boy and his name was Dre. Dre was about to go to the third grade. He got dressed for the very first day, and at breakfast he had a sad look on his face. His mom asked, son, what's the matter? He said nothing, but his expression got sadder. First day of school brings all kinds of doubt. There's new people in a new school to figure out. He said, mom, what if the new kids don't like me? They have parties and ride bikes without me. What if they're mean and they tease me? Or if I struggle because the work isn't easy? Mom knew just how to reply. She said, look at me and hold your head up high. You got place to go and people to see. But first things first, repeat after me. I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm lovable and I'm capable.
I'm lovable and I'm capable.
And if I put my mind to it.
And if I put my mind to it.
I know that I can do it.
I know that I can do it.
Cause I'm lovable and I'm capable. Simple when you hear it, but you gotta know it and believe it in your spirit. People see me now and say, he's so confident. When I was young, it was he's so opposite. Cause they went left and I went right. I wrote songs about whatever I liked, not what would make me a success overnight. Just loving each part of myself and appreciating what makes me unique. Putting it on beats to show it off to each person I meet. And now I know happiness is greatness, and being normal is kind of overrated. Your differences are what make you special, so be yourself, you. You don't need no one to let you. Look close and find the beauty in it all. Face the world, stand up tall, and tell them I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm lovable and I'm capable.
I'm lovable and I'm capable.
And if I put my mind to it.
And if I put my mind to it.
I know that I can do it.
I know that I can do it.
Cause I'm lovable and I'm capable. Anything that you want to do, anything that you want to be, it's all possible. All you got to do is believe. Yeah. Anything that you want to do, anything that you want to be, it's all possible. All you got to do is believe. Yeah. I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm lovable and I'm that I can do it.
I know that I can do it.
Cause I'm lovable and I'm capable.
I'm lovable and I'm capable.
That is new music from Mega Ran from his new album, Buddy's Little Toy Box. The song's called Lovable and Capable. Thanks again to Mega for calling in and chatting. What a great guy. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. Music here from Nick Cave and Shane McGowan. It's What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're babies cry, I watch them grow,
they'll learn much more than I'll ever know,
and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful
and asked if it was okay to jump in. Big Dipper nodded to her cub, go on, little one, take a swim. So he dove right into the Milky Way, all the stars swimming round in a brilliant ballet. Then lying on the bank as the moon floated past, the bears looked up and Little Dipper asked, why are we here, Mama? What does this life mean? Are we all all just a dream? No, no, baby, there's love in the space that's between, and I am right here by your side. eyes and hugged her tight. Felt the warmth of his mama in the cool of the night. As the galaxies turned and the two went to bed, Little Dipper looked up to his mama and said, "It all seems so big, mama, and we can't even see it all. Space inside us, 'cause we're made of stars. Yeah, we're made of stars.
From advertising slogans, and I love those steering wheels that are the wrong side from my way. 'Cause I love each time I spot one British dog that's riding shotgun. 'Cause to me a dog in a left side seat looks like it's driving down the highway. I love green sheep fields with all edges bound by old stone walls and hedges. In the sticks, the vibe's a charming mix of farmer, punk, and druid. That mist's more mystic than where I'm from, but on this list, the shock biggest to come is that one other thing I really love in England is the food. Some say Los Angeles seems strange to us, and New York seems so dangerous. Some say the Germans all are cold and the Parisians all are rude. Yeah, there's many stereotypes that we could set to rights tonight. And the single thing that I love most in England just might be the food. I love that roasted mixed root grub, and I love those dinners in a pub. It's this cozy medieval tavern culture England's most chock full of. You might take them as low-class crap or cruddy, but I even like a bacon bap or buddy. And I love that they're sold on the side of the road from some truck in a pull-off. I love that at most gas service stations, park it, and inside the supermarket, and Yorkshire pudding with gravy too looks sure good on forks or plates. I gotta drop a good word in this for a proper fish and chips with vinegar, and tikka masala's found in all the tiny towns, and that's not true in the States. Some say Los Angeles seems strange to us, and New York seems so dangerous. Some say the Germans all are cold, and the Parisians all are rude. Yeah, there's many stereotypes that we gotta fight to set to rights. And the single thing that I love most in England just might be the food. Even though back in the UK and Europe they still are lacking maple syrup, you must respect that English breakfast options crush the USA. 'Cause for us men who don't like eggs, a US breakfast menu begs the question, what you gonna get except for pancakes every day? So the British breakfast calf, with options huge and prices half, that calf is a feed institution needed in America, I say. In US trips from Queens to Fresno, chips and beans, survey says no. Even though the Brits expect me to renounce how to correctly pronounce cafe, it's great there, don't forget it, we gotta give the Brits some credit. Don't complain just 'cause of rain or 'cause the press is often crude. Corroborated if you read it, don't care what snobs have ever said it. 'Cause the thing that I love most in England just might be the food.
Jeffrey Lewis, what I love most in England is the food. There's an exclamation point after is the food because it's a surprise. That's not what most people say is their favorite thing in England. Great song from Jeffrey Lewis here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Bill Childs with you as I am every week. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we're at the point in the show, friends, when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you here in the studio. Are you prepared to rock? Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants. Music from Divinity Rocks. Divi Rocks Kids is the name of her kids' music project. Song is Halloween. New music on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Boo.
And I sat up in bed, and there was a creature sitting next to me. Closer it crawled.